earned his fate. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Sentencing this morning for the disgraced South Carolina lawyer convicted yesterday of killing his wife and one of his sons.
Alec Murdaugh's repeated denials failed to sway Judge Clifton Newman. The judge imposed two consecutive life sentences on the now disbarred attorney. Murdaugh's lawyers are already planning an appeal. They say prosecutors unfairly introduced testimony about Murdaugh's alleged financial crimes, including his law practice confronting him about missing funds just hours before the murders. Murdaugh repeatedly told investigators he was not with his wife and son the evening they were fatally shot. But you can hear his voice in a video his son recorded just minutes before his death.
Fox's Jonathan Suri. Murdaugh faces other charges related to those financial crimes. As calls continue for President Biden to travel to East Palestine, Ohio, the site of a train derailment and chemical release, which have left some residents with health concerns, the White House says it is planning a trip.
He's planning to go there at some point. What he's going to do is we're going to coordinate with state and local officials to make that trip occur.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and EPA Administrator Michael Regan have both been to East Palestine and have promised to hold Norfolk Southern Railway accountable. The lesion that was removed from President Biden earlier this year was cancerous. That's according to his doctor, Kevin O'Connor.
The president's doctor removed the lesion during his physical in mid-February. It wasn't until today that we learned it was basal cell carcinoma. It was all removed at the time of the biopsy and no further treatment is required.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. Dr. O'Connor says regular skin screenings will be part of the president's routine health exam. NASCAR driver Chase Elliott has injured his leg snowboarding and will miss this weekend's race in Las Vegas. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Arizona's governor halts the execution of a convicted murderer scheduled by the state's Supreme Court.
Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs says her administration will not proceed with executing Aaron Gunches following the state's Supreme Court scheduling the execution for April 6th. Gunches, who was convicted of murdering a man in 2002, asking the Arizona Supreme Court to speed up his execution date, but changing his mind in January, asking the state to withdraw the request. Attorney General Chris Mays filing a motion to withdraw her predecessor's request to execute Gunches, but the court denying her request. Hobbs says the court's decision, order, and warrant make it clear, however, that the warrant authorizes an execution and does not require it, appointing a judge to conduct an independent review of Arizona's capital punishment procedures. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Amazon may not have a new headquarters in Virginia as soon as they predicted.
An Amazon real estate executive is confirming to Bloomberg that the company is pausing construction on its second headquarters near Washington, D.C. It pledged to hire 25,000 workers by 2030 and spend $2.5 billion. A first phase of the campus is nearing completion and will be occupied in June. The construction pause will impact developers, construction workers and other businesses counting on serving thousands of Amazon workers. Amazon is dealing with job cuts and the impact of remote work on the need for office space. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Ford says it will increase production of 6 vehicles through the year as the company and the auto industry start to rebound from sluggish U.S. sales in 2022. The automaker says it plans to build more of the Mustang Mach-E, the Bronco Sport SUV, and Maverick small pickup. Also slated for production increases, the F-150 Lightning electric pickup and the Transit and E-Transit gas and electric full-size vans. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.